Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Chris
and Rob.
And what's the phone number?
749-1444.
And who is our lovely guest tonight, Rob?
Duffy, the MTV VJ, that really hot MTV VJ babe, is our guest tonight. Call up and talk to Duff. No, it's different Duff, isn't it?
This is Duffy Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Say hello, Duff.
Hello.
What is it exactly that you're going to do with us tonight?
Well, that's, I don't know. I think tonight we're going to talk a little bit about dreams. We're going to listen to some people's dreams. And we'll have a little fun with that, I think, basically.
What do you know about dreams that the rest of us don't know?
Basically nothing.
You're the director of the Dream Workshop, though, aren't
you? About dreams is like a baboon knows about algebra. But
yeah.
What I do know is sort of how to talk to people about their dreams and sort of get to the core of what's going on in the dream. Do you know what I mean?
Brian, you're on the air. It's a really good way to start a conversation.
That's a really cool dream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't hear him.
Well, let's hear about it.
Okay, me and my friend Tim, we went to the Danzig and Sacred Rite concert, and some guys took us backstage.
Is this a dream?
Yeah.
That is cool, man.
And we got some, they gave us their guitars, and we got to play, and some guys started coming out and kicking us.
Great, is that wish fulfillment?
Yeah.
Good for you, Brian.
Well, what'd you have to eat that night, Brian? Because I'd like to try that sometime.
I don't know. I forget.
Man. If only I could dream of Glenn Danzig.
He is cool.
He is. Later, Brian.
Jeez.
749-1440. All right, now, Duffy, now, okay, like, everybody's going to call up and say, okay, I dreamed of a train going into a tunnel. What's that mean?
I dreamt of,
How exact of a science is that?
It's not an exact science at all. I mean, if you dream of a train going into a tunnel, I mean, I'm going to have to find out what your experience with trains are and what your experience with tunnels are. And then, of course, the obvious sexual innuendo, we'd have to just discuss it, basically, to sort of get to the root.
You're the director of this dream workshop I've been hearing all about. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I do a lot of work with actors. I'm primarily a stage director, and I've been working a lot with dreams over the last 10 years, using dreams to access the creative potential of actors and to understand character motivation. And what we do is we request dreams. There's a process by which we actually ask a particular question of our inner self, and you have that revealed to us in the form of a dream.
Really? So you can, like, decide, well, tonight I want to dream about whatever.
Basically, yeah.
I want to dream about Miss August and a hot, sweaty beach.
No, you can ask. You can say, tonight I'd like to dream about Miss August on a hot, sweaty beach, but you'll probably not get a dream about Miss August on a hot, sweaty beach. But you might get a dream about how you would like to dream about Miss August on a hot, sweaty beach.
Mm.
Or about what that inner dynamic is really telling you about your life. Maybe you're not getting it, and so Miss August represents, you know, some really great sexual wish fulfillment, so you might want to have that dream, but then what you'd get a dream is about is more or less is probably going to tell you why you asked for that dream.
Armageddon it, Chris. Go ahead, DJ.
Yeah, one night I had this dream where I was like climbing all these steps and I would get to the top and I would have these dreams a lot of times and I would just be at the top and I never knew what they meant.
How old are you, DJ? How old are you?
Jim, did you talk to DJ before he went on the air?
Yes, I did.
Did he just hang up?
I don't know.
DJ, are you there? Guess not.
Talk to you, Jim.
DJ, you still there?
I guess that's the end of that. We have a line open at 749-1444. The phone number, 7491-444.
What got you interested in dreams? How did you start it?
I was wondering what it meant when he got to the top of the stairs.
He didn't know. Where the hell were you 3 minutes ago when he said he had to find out more information? You couldn't just take one little scrap of information and interpret the dream. Where were you during that part of the show, Chris?
Sleeping. I was doing some research.
Oh, Jesus. Who is it?
It's DJ. It was an accident.
DJ's back.
All right, DJ. Had a little accident and you cleaned it all up. Go ahead.
You there, DJ?
One night I had this dream.
Okay, we heard that part. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Are you, DJ, are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a boy.
You're a boy, okay, and you're 12. And when did you have this dream?
A couple nights ago.
And you said it's a recurring dream?
Yeah, it happens all the time. I climb up all these stairs, and I'm on the top of the building, and I look down, and I don't know what it means.
Okay, what kind of a building is it?
Like a skyscraper.
It's a tall skyscraper?
Mm-hmm.
And what city is this dream in?
I don't know. It's,
take a guess.
You just look down on a big old town that's a busy town.
A busy town. Where are you from?
Norwood.
Busy town if you are from
that
Norwood.
That explains a lot already.
Absolutely. So, okay, let me think now. And how many times have you had this dream?
About 3 or 4.
Over the last couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now is there something particularly, something in particular that's really bothering you at this time in your life? Some big thing that you have to accomplish?
No, not really.
No, there's not?
Nope, I just want to be a kid.
You just want to be a kid. Is there someone that's trying to prevent you from being a kid?
You said you clean up your room today. Yeah,
what?
Did you clean up your room today, like you were told?
I don't have a room to clean up.
Oh.
Why is that?
My room's already junked up enough, so why should I clean it up? My parents don't tell me to.
Oh, your parents don't tell you to clean up your room. Okay, let's get back to the dream. So what did the steps look like?
Just regular old steps that are metal and a metal handrail to the right.
A metal handle up to the right.
So that would be something cold. And he's on a journey, and he's alone because his parents have abandoned him, and they're not offering him any guidance. So he's alone, and he's cold, and he feels he's on a journey to nowhere.
Feel a lot better.
His life is missing a point. How's that?
Well, you know, I really wouldn't want to like saddle DJ with that right away. But I would say there's probably something going on in your life right now that you've got to accomplish. Something that you're dealing with that is really a long struggle for you. And being 12 years old, there's probably a million things actually going on right now. Just changing, just going into adolescence is kind of would cause a dream like that.
He's worried about getting that second ball.
Nothing I can think of.
Well, I know. But it could also be very, it could be, I don't know how much I want to get into all of this.
I got a hint for you, DJ. You're about to discover girls.
And that could have something to do with it also. It's cold and it's tall and it's a long climb up.
Or you could want to be Rocky.
Yeah.
Didn't he run up a lot of steps?
No.
Oh,
yeah, he did run up a lot of stairs.
Thank you, DJ.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot, DJ.
Bye.
Callers of all ages love the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number again.
749-4... We're going to do another song, or we got another call right now.
Okay, we'll take another call in.
You get all fired up when you dig through your record collection and bring in all these fitting songs. You just want to make sure you get them all out there in the first half hour. We're talking about dreams, and we're talking to a dream expert. And we got another cat named Chris, just what we need. Go ahead, Chris. You're on with Chris and Robin, Duffy and Jim.
Yes, I've had this dream occur over the past few nights, and I just wanted to know if y'all knew what it might be about.
Well, what is it?
Well, I've been having this dream about this blonde.
A blonde?
She comes into my room every night.
Right.
And she's always naked.
Is she walking backwards and talking backwards?
She walked on her hands once.
Ah. She did what?
She's walking on her hands.
She's walking on her hands?
Yeah, and she was butt naked.
Well, I bet she would be.
I don't understand.
She's about your age, right?
She's about 22.
Yeah, and that's your age?
Yes, sir.
And she's really beautiful, isn't she?
She reminds me of my ex-girlfriend a lot.
Yeah, she reminds you of your ex-girlfriend a lot. Yeah. Well, you know, when we, There's a really strong image that appears to most of us in our dreams. To men, they get an animus image, and women get an anima image. And that's basically your feminine nature coming to you in your dream. And she's walking on her hands. I suspect that means that she's having some difficulty reaching you. And so she's got to actually walk on her hands because it's not an easy road to reach you. So I would suspect that you're not in touch with your feminine nature.
Are you saying Chris wants to be a girl?
No. I'm saying that Chris has a feminine side as well as a masculine side, which we all have, Chris. It's nothing against you. It's a good thing.
We got a little boy together, too.
You what?
Me and my ex-girlfriend, we got a little boy.
You have a child together?
Yes, sir.
Well, that makes it all the stronger, so of course you're going to have dreams about her. But also, she represents a portion of you that you're trying to get into contact with, or actually is trying to get in contact with you. And that's part of your feeling nature and part of your... your more creative side, Chris. What do you do for a living?
I'm a porn star.
You're a porn star?
Yeah.
I didn't think that we had any of those here in Cincinnati.
Chris, does your naked girlfriend come in and giggle like a hyena in the back while you call talk shows in your dreams?
No, that's my girlfriend at the time. I'm talking about my ex. That's my girlfriend sitting there.
Okay, great.
That's your present girlfriend.
She's covering up now.
Well, we need more guys like you to procreate, Chris. Thanks a lot for your call.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my loan. I find a place for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 749.
Together. Where the
Chris and Rob.
You're not into that anymore, are you?
No. 749-1444 is the phone number here, and call us up like Josh just did. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm fine.
How old are you?
16.
Okay, what? What's on your mind?
I had these really goofy dreams.
I'm sorry, Josh. Speak up a little bit.
Okay. I had these really goofy dreams, like I would be in a maze or something, and I would see something specific in the dream, like a bench or something. And I would wake up, and I would think about it all day about that dream and that certain spot that I saw and remembered the most.
Okay, now can you tell me a specific instance that you're in a maze? Okay, start from the beginning of the dream again. You're in a maze, and you see what?
Like a bench.
Like a piece of cheese
bench.
At the end.
You're in a maze and you see a bench.
Mm-hmm.
What does the bench look like?
Just a stone bench. With
stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With circled supports.
And what?
Circled supports.
Circle supports.
Okay. We don't have a very good system. I can't really hear you very well. I mean, we have a wonderful system. It's just not tuned up really loud.
Speak up.
So, okay, where have you seen, in your real life, Josh, where have you seen a bench like that bench in your dream?
I probably have to say at the zoo.
At the zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the zoo recently?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go that Jungle Trails thing with the Monkey Land stuff?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Okay, so what happened to you, what was the most important thing that happened to you at the zoo?
I'd have to say, when I saw the park bench, I remembered my dream.
Okay, Now, did you see, Josh, did you see the park bench after you had the dream or before you had the dream?
After.
You saw the park bench after you had the dream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a confirmation of the fact that you saw the park bench in your dream. All right, so what does this maze look like?
It's like a grass maze and
it's shiny.
Just all weeded and with paths.
You know this.
Paths that go every way.
There's paths every way and it's a grass maze, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel when you were going through the grass maze?
I'm not certain how I felt.
You're not certain how you felt?
No.
Did you have a desire to get out of it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a place to begin. And were you anxious to get out?
Pretty much, yes.
So you were anxious to get out of the maze, and you saw this big stone bench.
Josh, were you being stalked by Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
You were being stalked by Jack Nicholson?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... Josh, let's see. Now, you say you're 16?
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about this. I suspect there's something you're trying to work your way through. And you might be having a little difficulty figuring something out in your life. Is there something right now in your life that is causing you some sort of... that puts you in a kind of a quandary?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And, what is that? What is that quandary?
She's wild all the time. She's not settled down.
She's not settled down?
How old is this girl?
She's 16.
She's 16 and she's not settled down.
Josh, mellow out. Let her live a little.
Has her voice changed yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
Josh. So, let me think here.
You didn't, propose to the poor girl, did you?
No.
Good. You don't want to be a ball and chain at this early age.
Okay.
That's true. Now, are you, but this girl is not in this dream. What happens after you get through the maze?
In my dreams, I never make it out of the maze.
Oh, you're stuck in the maze.
Mm-hmm.
And do you wake up... have you had this dream before?
Just once.
Just once. And when did you have this dream?
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay, so did you wake up out of the dream?
Yes.
Okay. When you woke up out of the dream, what was the first thing you thought of?
The park bench.
The park bench.
The bench.
And then when did you go to the zoo?
That Sunday.
And you saw the exact same bench?
Yes.
And what was happening at that bench at the zoo?
A bunch of people were sitting around it, and now that they're talking and stuff.
But nothing really particular happened by that bench?
No.
Hmm. So I just suspect, maybe you're in a quandary here about your relationship with the girl, your girlfriend. And I'm not sure exactly what that bench represents, but I would tell you, sit down and think about that bench and
hold
write
on,
down...
Hold on, I have an idea.
Okay.
Perhaps you saw two squirrels there in the park doing it on the bench, and he's not yet doing it with his girlfriend, and he doesn't feel fulfilled or satisfied.
Robin,
and he's going
16.
Through a maze. Yeah, right. But first of all, he's like 8. He hasn't been at the zoo this year. And he's your nephew's buddy, probably. Thanks a lot, Josh.
See you, Josh.
The phone number here is 749-1444. Give us a call. Our guest tonight is Duffy, and he's going to tell you all about your dreams. Tell us, if I wanted to dream about something, how would I go about purging that dream from my subconscious?
Well, you would never want to purge anything from your subconscious, mm-hmm. Okay? That's the first thing. But you'd simply... What I do is I keep a journal. I keep a journal of my dreams, and I keep a journal of the dream work that I do. And if I'm working on, say I'm working on a production of Macbeth, and I'm going to play Macbeth.
Wow.
So I may ask,
that's cool,
I may write
pretty
down in a in my journal, I may say, okay, I direct all my questions to my inner self. So I may say, inner self, I'm working on this production of Macbeth. So could you reveal to me in a dream tonight what Macbeth's struggle is so that I can play the truth? Then what happens is you'll go to sleep, you'll have a dream. Now what you have in that dream is you'll have Macbeth's struggle, but you'll have all of your own symbols, because it's you that's having this dream. So we're going to have Macbeth's struggle and Chris's symbols. So you get the area where Macbeth and Chris are the same.
So instead of holding up a skull, he might hold up a bowling ball?
Absolutely, but that's Hamlet.
So instead of not being able to wash the off of his hand, he would have to not be able to wash the White Castle.
Absolutely. Then you'd have to look at why how White Castles are similar to blood, and then you get your struggle and Macbeth's struggle, and then you can start to play the character for real.
Heavy. Penny, go ahead.
Penny. Yeah, I have a dream that I walk in and find my boyfriend with my best friend.
Ah, that's
okay,
a nightmare, isn't it?
You walk in where?
I just walk in my house because my boyfriend stays with me, and they're laying in a bed.
Well, do you have any fears that your boyfriend is seeing another woman?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that's what your dream is about. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward dream, I'm sure. And it probably, just the fear of that is causing you to dream about it. But I'll tell you, if your boyfriend's seeing another woman, dump him. And,
dream
and then stop dreaming about it.
Oh, yeah, my boyfriend's the one that called earlier about that girl standing on her hand.
Yeah, okay, great.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Well, he's a freak. Get rid of him.
Is he still your boyfriend?
Huh?
Oh, you were the one in the background?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, it seems that the two of you aren't really very trustful of each other. And you're both dreaming about it. Isn't that interesting? Dump him, Penny. Dump him.
You can do better than that, honey.
Bye-bye, Penny.
Bye.
So you got
For example, Rob here.
Well, hold on. We got dream
Rob's
interpretation.
Young,
and we got...
And Rich.
And advice to the lovelorn on the show. I am young, absolutely. Virile, and rich.
And ladies hung like a stone pony.
The hell? What the hell does that have to do with dreams?
Nothing.
I was wondering, Duffy, can you bend a spoon with your mind?
I cannot know.
Okay, I just figured maybe you could. Tim, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob and Duffy, Jim and Troy.
Yeah, I had a dream.
Okay, Tim.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Like, me and my friend were fishing, and we were catching all these crawdads, and we started killing them, and this kid came over. And he grabbed one, and so we beat him up, threw him in the lake.
You beat up the crawdad, or you beat up the kid?
Both.
Okay, so where does this dream take place?
At a lake.
A lake that you know?
Yeah.
A lake that you spent time in?
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
No.
Lake that you spend time at now?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that lake?
It's pretty cool.
You like that place?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go to that place with a friend. Does this friend ever go to that place?
Yeah, all the time.
So you and this friend actually go to this lake that you had the dream about?
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever go fishing there?
Yeah.
And do you ever go crawdad fishing?
No.
No. So you've never gone crawdad fishing before?
No.
So fishing for crawdads is a totally different thing in the dream?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your sign?
What do you mean?
What's your astrological sign?
No.
When is your birthday?
April 15th.
April 15th, so you're a Taurus. And what about your friend's birthday? Do you know when that is?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, let's think. Fishing is a really creative thing.
Yeah.
Water is the unconscious. So if you're like fishing and you're in a place that you really like that's very cool, and you're doing something to destroy the environment there, I suspect that there's some sort of really destructive quality in your personality that really wants to get its way with you.
Angst.
Yeah, teen angst.
Crawdads represent angst. That's a known fact.
Oh.
So, so anyway, Tim, let's see. So what do you do with your friend now?
Fish.
You fish and then you kill the crawdads.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
This kid comes over and he's like telling us to stop, and so we beat him up and we throw him in the lake.
And what does this kid look like?
Michael Stipe.
Isn't that Michael J. Fox?
No, what does this kid look like?
He's like little bit smaller than me and stuff.
He's smaller
Michael,
than you?
Stop.
Yeah.
Is
you
more,
should pick on guys your own size, you know.
Is he like a sensitive kind of kid?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
I guess.
You guess or you guess not? Tell me the truth.
I guess.
You guess he's kind of a sensitive kind of kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I suspect that at this lake place, you feel like a really kind of you feel really good there. You feel really sort of sensitive there. Maybe your more creative nature comes out, and what's happening is maybe you're having a feeling that it's not cool. It's to feel that way, and so part of you is denying how good it feels to be at a place like that, and so you're kind of putting on the macho thing, and then you're beating up this kid who represents sort of all that stuff.
Okay.
Sounds
did you get
wild,
all that?
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you take all that in?
Yeah.
You were taking notes, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
It went right past me.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
749-1444 is the phone number. All right, Duffy, what does what you eat have to do with how or what you dream that night? Anything?
Oh, everything? I'm sure it'll have a lot to do with how you dream. if you eat a lot, you could
White Castles, for example.
Well, you could easily have a dream that White Castles aren't really good for you. You could really have a dream
that'd be a
that
nightmare.
You've got indigestion.
That'd be a nightmare.
Also, if you get indigestion, that's going to greatly affect your dream. If you have some physical ailment going on, you have some physical problem going on, it's definitely going to be reflected in your dream.
If you have a toothache, you'll dream that your teeth are falling out, maybe.
Really?
Very possibly.
So if you got a little flatulence, you'll dream that maybe like your bowels are about to explode.
No, you'll dream that you're in the moonwalk.
Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Doing all right.
All right. I just wanted to let you know, I've been having this dream lately about a four-legged woman, okay?
A four-legged woman?
She chases me down, and then we end up having really kinky sex at the end, and legs are flying everywhere, and we end up, and I'm driving this car, okay, and it's really tiny. The keys are like the size of a kidney bean or something, and the car won't drive them. Unless you, like, have your foot off the brake. It's really weird.
Car will drive if you don't have your foot off the brake.
Ooh, that is weird.
No,
so you're,
no
you're...
gas pedal. You can only brake. There's no
oh, there's no gas
it's pedal. It's out of control, man.
You're probably... part of you, some part of your personality right now, Jeff, is out of control. What I want to say to you is you've got a woman. What does the woman look like? She's got four legs. I understand that, but what
four
else
legs,
does she look like?
She's got blonde hair, but she doesn't have a face.
She doesn't have a face.
No, there's like no nose, only eyes.
Are you sleeping
no
with
mouth.
A? Or how old are you, Jeff?
I'm 21.
And are you? And this is a personal question, but dreams
I'm not,
are a
I'm
personal
not a virgin,
thing.
If that's what
are you?
Mean.
Are you what?
What?
Are you sleeping with a lot of women at the present time?
Oh, every night.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening here, Jeff.
Is that what it is?
You're sleeping with so many women they don't have a face.
You're saying
they
my
got
conscience?
Four legs because it's more than one woman at a time. You've got four legs and you've got two vaginas,
yeah,
so you're sleeping with more
I've
people.
I've never had
than
more than one woman at a time. Are you saying I should go for it?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you should probably get yourself more in control and try to focus a little more on what you want as opposed
like
to what your penis
way.
Wants. What?
Things are in control. I like it this way.
Yeah, but you're
every
having.
Night, it's good.
All right, well, you know, I mean, whatever you want, Jeff. I mean, if that's what you want, but it's not going to bring you closer to your inner self.
Maybe we should be interviewing you tonight instead, Jeff, because maybe you could give us some tips on how to score with babes.
Sure.
Maybe he's full of crap.
Maybe I'm full of crap, but fuck my inner self. I don't...
Well, Jeff, it sounds like you were doing that to everything else in town, so might as well try. 749-1444 is the phone number here. Is this a tune, or is this...
Woman.
Rasa. Roman Kirk, I command you to go to sleep and dream.
Oh, dream. Oh, what am I going to dream about? I didn't dream all I can dream in life. I'm trying to wake up and live and make some money off dreams that people been making off my dreams. You know, people been there doing everything I dream about. But your electricity, no good. You know I ain't going to go for nothing like that. I'll pull the plug out of you, and then what's going to be happening? Ain't nothing gonna be happening.
We are the ones that have been waking up the world. You don't want me to go to sleep. Pull the plug out of you and you'll be dead.
I got a computer at home that's mean that was invented back in 1930 something. You know, the piano roll? You scared of that computer.
How hip is a computer? I went by somebody's house. A woman was making love to a computer, but she didn't have no
good.
You know,
pull the
plug
out.
Satisfaction. Computer couldn't last long.
Who's up? We got Devlin on. Hello, Devlin. You're on the air.
Yeah, I had a dream that I was in hell and having sex with these girl demons.
You had a dream that you were in hell and having sex with what?
Girl demons.
Girl demons.
Yeah.
What I heard about hell is you can have as much sex as you want, only you can't have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Was that true, Devin?
Yeah.
You didn't have an orgasm in a dream?
Nah.
You did not. Well, I guess that's hell. All right, so how old are you, Devin?
15.
Yeah.
So,
I suspect that being 15, you're not really... this is just a thumbnail sketch of your dream, but you're not really having a lot of sex right now. And what's happening,
limb,
Devlin, is that your libido is really starting to gear up. So you're going to be thinking about sex a lot, mainly because those hormones are pumping. And you're not getting it, so you're going to have to... So not getting it is sort of hell in its own way. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So you almost got to die to get it, which you won't have to do, because in a few years you'll be able to get some. Thanks, Devlin.
Keep the faith, Devlin.
Good dream, buddy.
So what, we're 35 minutes into the show, and already like three times you've used the phrase, not getting it.
Well, I guess
I mean, it just says something about how the show's going.
Well, that's the...
How much room you need, man?
That's the dreams I get. Call them like I hear them.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob. Dude, your Walkman. Boom. This is going to look good on the demo tape. Any psychological training at a university or anything, or is this just purely library study on your own, keeping up with it in different journals? And
I've been studying this dreams privately with lots of teachers in New York and at the Jungian Society for the last about 10 years.
What's the Jungian Society?
It's a big organization of people that are dedicated to keeping Dr. Carl Jung's work alive.
What does Carl Jung have to say about dreams?
You can read about 40 volumes of books.
Well, in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a sentence.
In a nutshell, in a sentence, that dreams can mean anything. The symbols don't necessarily equate to any specific thing, and that you got to work.
You're blowing this one wide open then.
All right, Jim's been dying to ask a question, so...
Okay, Jim's going to ask a question now.
Well, I wanted to bring up the subject of lucid dreaming, where you know you're dreaming while you're dreaming. Because I've always noticed, like, not just the situation, but like an ordinary situation where you're dreaming, and then you notice yourself in the bathroom. So you wake yourself up because you know you have to pee. Or something like that. Where you're in a dream, but you know you're dreaming, and you can wake yourself up on command. Or you can actually stay in the dream and direct it.
Good question, Jim. Good question by the intern.
Well, that's lucid dreaming, absolutely, and it's a very interesting phenomenon. It's when your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are sort of at that gateway point where they can both sort of communicate with each other. It happens a lot when you have to pee, mainly because you've got your bladder pounding against your body, and that's just waking you up. And as you're pulling yourself out of the dream, you become conscious, and your dream sort of directs itself toward, going to the bathroom and relieving yourself. A lot of people use lucid dreaming. There are a lot of lucid dreaming techniques, and as you might even know, there's this lucid dreaming machine, mask, that people can wear. You did what?
I did it once where I was flying. I noticed I had this ability to fly above my neighborhood, and I could see all the houses and people in my neighborhood.
God.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
It was great, man. I was like flying above Forest Park.
What kind of speed freak?
But that was a lucid dream?
Yeah, I was aware of it, and I said, hey, I'd like to go over to Forest Park High School and see what the cheerleaders are doing, or, you know, something like that.
Give me a break.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I believe you.
What were the cheerleaders doing?
Well, it was after school hours, you know. It was around twilight. Does that mean anything?
Can you change your dream?
It was sundowners. There was a beautiful sky, and I'm just like flying all over the place, you know, with my arms spread, just like flying like an airplane.
The flying nun. The flying gym. Yeah. High above Forest Park.
What were you on?
This is back in my innocent days.
Before you discovered hard drugs?
Yeah.
Be right back.
Save the phone number, Rob.
749-1444. Get on while the getting's good.
I dreamed I saw St. Augustine alive as you are me, tearing through these quarters in the utmost misery, with a blanket underneath his arm and a coat of solid gold, searching for the very souls whom already have been sold. Arise, he cried so loud with a voice without restraint. Come out, ye gifted kings and queens, and hear my sad complaint. No martyr is among ye now whom ye can call your own, but go on your way accordingly, but know you're not alone. St. Augustine, alive with fiery breath. And I dreamed I was amongst the ones that put him out to death. Oh, I awoke in anger, so alone and terrified. My fingers against the glass and bowed my head and prayed.
Is 749-1444. We're here with Duffy. Say hi, Duffy.
Hi.
Danielle, you're on the air.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to hear.
What do you mean when you can't get out of the dream? I mean, it's always and everything, but you can't get out of it.
What happened? Okay, now tell me this again. What happens if you're in a dream that you can't get out of?
Yeah.
Speak up a little louder, will you?
Okay.
Well, usually it's because there's some situation that the dream is representing, that is not easy for you to get out of. Do you know what I mean? Oh. If you're having a dream that is, that maybe you might be having a dream about a relationship that you're stuck in, and then you can't seem to get out of it. It's similar to a dream where you're being followed and you can't seem to run away fast enough, or you're in water and you can't swim away. You know, you, as much as you try, as hard as you try, you're not going anywhere. That's sort of the same thing. So you have to look at what the dynamic is of the dream itself, of what the images are that you are trying to wake up out of. And that is, and then understand what that situation is. And that's the situation that you can't seem to wake up from or get out of. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have that dream recently?
Yeah. I don't know where I was. I guess I was in hell or something.
And you were where?
Hell.
You were in hell?
Yeah.
You were in Covington.
Yep.
And what did it look like? What did the place look like?
Everybody was burning.
And everyone was burning?
Yeah, and everybody was screaming. And I couldn't do anything. I was just stuck there.
Basically, you were stuck there and you couldn't get out.
Right.
Where do you live? Not, I don't know, one note. Do you live at home with your family?
Yeah.
With your parents?
Yes.
Ah, bingo, boom.
Living in a burning house, hon. How old are you?
23.
23. Well, it might be time to move out. I'm not sure, but that's just a guess.
Or maybe she's got a really bad, terrible job.
Could be. It could very possibly be.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Everett Community Mutual.
Well, that's not a bad gig, is it?
Doing what?
You're an insurance person?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, there you go. No, I suspect it's probably some relationship sort of thing. You're in either a burning house or you're in hell. This indicates where you are. The place where you're in could very possibly be your house or some aspect of your life, and you can't seem to get out of it. So is there something in your life that you're sort of stuck with that you really wish you weren't stuck with, either a relationship or a situation?
No.
I suspect there is, so look a little closer.
Yeah, got that?
Yeah, so just go with it. Thanks a lot, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
749-1444 is the phone number here. Call up, have your dreams interpreted, and then have Duffy tell you about your life. He knows more about it than you do.
Bob.
Oh, boy. Bob, I'm sure you have some good dreams, Bob.
Yeah, guys, I've been having this weird dream lately.
Yeah?
It's really getting to me. All right, now, there's a little background to it, all right?
Oh, God.
No background. I just want to start from the beginning of the dream.
Well, in the beginning, see, what there is there's only two continents on the earth. And one's the feminine continent, and one's the masculine continent.
What are they called?
Well, I don't know. I just know they're feminine and they're masculine.
Yeah? And where are you?
Needless to say, I'm in the masculine area.
Is that where you wanted to be?
Yes. I'm an undercover agent, see? I'm working for their special forces. And I'm there to infiltrate the feminine continent. Find out secrets, see?
Okay, so wait a minute. Now, you're throwing me off here. You're on the masculine continent, but you're here to infiltrate the feminine continent.
I'm being sent to the feminine continent.
Okay, but you're still on the masculine continent.
At the moment, yes.
Okay. All right, so I just want to get it clear. Now, who is sending you to the feminine continent?
The president of the masculine continent.
The president of the... Who is
the president?
Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so does he call you into his office or something to tell you, give you this information?
No, I receive a special message telling me where I gotta go.
So in the dream, you see Lou Ferrigno like dashing off this message or something?
No, I just received the message, but I know it's from Lou.
But you know it's from Lou, so you just intuitively knew that Lou Ferrigno was sending you the message. Okay, fine. So now, what did the message say? What kind of paper was it received on? This is all very important.
You're getting a little too detailed, pal. I can't recall.
You can't recall. Okay.
Broad strokes, baby.
So it was just, we don't do broad strokes here, bud. We're talking feminine and masculine. It's very important. It's very detailed work. Okay, so now you're going over. How are you going to travel over to the feminine side?
I can't recall how I traveled. I just got there.
Okay, so you
just
appeared there.
Yes.
Okay, so what does the feminine side look like?
run down.
It's
shitty.
It's dumpy and run down and shitty.
Yeah. But yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's
yeah.
the thing.
What's the thing?
The president of the feminine continent is Chris from the Chris and Rob show.
Oh, so Chris is...
Yeah. Just lucky,
but he
yeah.
rules the whole continent.
He rules the continent. And what is the continent peopled with?
What?
What is the continent peopled with?
It's peopled with just weird little midgets.
Male midgets or female midgets?
Well, it's like a combination of both. They got big tits, but they all got mustaches.
Wow, this is a really intense dream.
Takes me 2 years to get his confidence right, and I get in good with Chris, right?
Right. So you're on the continent, on the feminine continent, peopled by these little people with big tits and mustaches.
Yeah.
And what do you do? What is your job?
Well, I'm supposed to infiltrate. I'm supposed to get Chris's confidence and get special documents detailing the nuclear arsenal of the feminine side.
Oh, they have a nuclear arsenal, and are they planning to use this against the masculine side?
Yes, of course. Huge phallic missiles.
Son of a gun. So, okay, so how do you go about this? What's the next thing in the dream? How do you go about this?
Well, it jumps around a little. It takes me a long time to get his confidence.
Uh-huh.
And then see, turns out I'm very attracted to him.
Is that how you get his confidence? By, you know...
Well, I see him giving me the eye once or twice, and I think, you know, well, maybe there's something there, maybe not. And one night he has a little too much vino, and he makes the move.
In the office? In the Oval Office?
No, this is in a huge plush bedroom that he has in this Kremlin-type place he lives in.
And it's very important, though, but what color is the bedroom decorated in?
The bedroom is